No, we haven't gone back particularly better from that break. In fact, we're the most injured we've been this weekend. But, mentally everybody's fresh. We've had some really bouncy sessions and there's a real fire in the belly. And I think that's as important as anything you want at this time of the year. And it's understandable, you often get these 2 or 3 week injuries at this time of the year. To have a week off from that that level of intensity has been good. And we struggled a bit on Monday coming back. I guess it was like the new kids back at school after a holiday. They were probably struggling to concentrate, but as the week's gone through, we've dealt with things well and the intensity's built nicely.
As a coach, do you get time to switch off? Are you constantly reviewing videos, looking at coaching plans, looking at drills that you're going to implement when the boys do come back?
You don't get a day when you can get away from it. There's in fact, it's valuable time to be able to do that catch up stuff and to make sure the path ahead's planned and you done all your review and you looked at the testing and things like that. And what you try to do is make sure, because the next day's not as intense, I just made sure I didn't take stuff home, if that makes sense. So on those ones, you just made sure that you go home and freshen up. And one day down where I just made sure I didn't do anything work-wise, which was a great benefit.
No, I can imagine. And now, as you say, though, coming into a weekend with a lot of injuries, the worst maybe of the season so far, and yet a lot of players who have come through London development who are going to be in your squad. So, we can look at it from one point of view and say, well, that's a positive, certainly.
In a huge way, and with confidence they're coming through. We picked some guys there that have a couple will get debuts on the weekend, I'm sure. And we're really over half the team, over half the 17 will be London based people. And I think it's excited us, if I'm honest. We haven't seen it as bad news, which is good. So sometimes in days gone by you'd be a bit worried about that, but the whole place is excited that we're probably because we responded in a really positive way to a couple of injuries that we've got some new people in, but it's good news.
And as you say, if people are in on merit as well, okay, they've been given an opportunity because of injuries elsewhere, but you're looking at it and they're saying, well, they've come through the ranks, they've been developed, they're ready to go. I mean, that's just very positive from the club's future point of view as well.
Yeah, we've probably actually had a couple of options in the position, but we just felt a couple of guys from the 19s had knocked on. They kicked the door a bit, so we decided it was time to pick them and to give them a great opportunity there. So, I'm delighted for them, actually.
And new signing, Jamie Soward, when are we likely to see him, Tony?
Well, as soon as that visa comes through, he's probably, I don't know, you'd like to think he'd be here for this weekend and he hasn't been, so it doesn't seem like it's going to be a difficult one. I think, my mind will get in there for self.
Right. And no doubt he will be, chomping at the bit to go himself. Not only you want to see him out there, but and the fans, but he'll want to be out there.
Yeah, like I can, I mentioned on Boots and All in the week, he's ringing, twice a day and what's going on and can you send me clips and can I do this and let me throw it. He wants to go through everything. His enthusiasm's infectious. He's full of energy. He's full of team. I think he's going to bring London to light, actually.
Yeah, I mean, is that what he's going to do? Is it his personality as well as his play that's going to be a real bonus for the squad?
Yeah, he's the full package there. He's got all the energy. He's a big game player. He's a bloke that's performed well at State of Origin level in Australia and won competitions in Australia. He's at the peak of his game. And he's hungry. He's hungry to play really well up here. He's got a great reputation behind him.
And just
we'll be talking about the time Jamie Soward came to London.
Let's hope so. And just finally, really sort of looking ahead, then and reflecting back, you've had a break. The chaps have had a few days off. Next half of the season, let's go. Let's see what we can do in this period.
To be honest, we're just talking about this game. That stuff will look after itself if we chase our kicks well. We get to mark. We work hard. We control the wrestle. All those things are important in the game.
Yeah.
And if we run harder than them and tackle harder than them, we'll be feeling good about ourselves. So that's what we're talking about.